my name is Anna Herring, and I am the Kids Ministry Director at Reality Ventura. And it is my honor and my joy right now to train you on how to volunteer in a four-year-old through second grade classroom. The first thing you need to know is that our four-year-olds through second graders have a large group, small group style kids ministry experience. What this means is that part of the time they will be in their classroom, which is their quote-unquote small group, and then they will combine with all these the other ages in this training for large group in the worship room, where they will be learning their story as well as learning worship and doing worship and learning their memory verse. In the classroom that you will be serving in, there will be one leader and at least one assistant, sometimes more, because we want to have enough eyes on the kids to maintain a safe classroom experience. The leader's role is to lead the class through all the different small group activities and to lead them from their classroom to the worship room and back again for when they go to large group. And the assistants are there to be fully present on the ground with the kids, helping the kids engage, especially through leading them and coaching them through what they should be doing when they're doing it, by modeling things, doing hand motions with them and crafts with them and all of that, and of course, encouraging them. And lastly, there may be sidekicks present in your classroom, which are volunteers who are there to help specific kids who need one-on-one support during the service. In kids ministry, we have a saying that goes connection over correction. What this means is we understand that in order for people to receive a teaching or a correction from another person, there first needs to be some relational connection that takes place. And this is also true for four-year-olds through second graders. In addition, we recognize that four-year-olds through second graders learn really well through a lot of music, movement, art, and play. And so with these two things in mind, we have structured the four-year-old through second grade classes in a way that meets these kids both spiritually and intellectually and developmentally so that they can best learn. So with that, please open the document next to this training, which will be a future lesson plan that's coming up, or one of the lesson plans that we've done. And we will go through it, and I will train you on what it's like to serve in either a four-year-old through second grade classroom. You will notice that this document is from June 2nd, and this curriculum that we have provided, the sample curriculum, is the kindergarten through first grade lesson plan. The lesson is exactly the same if you're in a 4 and 5 year old class or in a second grade class, but this is the one that I wanted to use as the sample for you guys today. You will see that the title of the lesson is here, which is The People Promised to be Faithful, along with the Bible passage that the story is found, the memory verse that we are currently learning, and then what we call the big picture question. This is more like, what is the general theme we are learning over this unit? And a unit is about 3 to 6 weeks long. So this unit, the big picture question is, how should we feel when we sin? And then the answer would be, when we sin, we should feel sorry that we disobeyed God and want to turn from our sin because we love him. Below that is a picture. And then, of course, our schedule at a glance. So, briefly, what is it that you will be doing with the kids throughout a service? The first thing is the kids are going to check in and they're going to have some free play. Followed by that, we're going to have large group, which we'll go over in a moment. Once large group is over, they will come back to class and they will do small group. For the 4 and 5 year olds, they will have 3 questions. But for the kindergartners through second graders, there will be 4 questions that they go over. Followed by, they're going to have snack with a time of what we call lollipops and lemons and prayer requests. And then a craft, followed at the very end by more free time and check out when their parents come. So let's begin by starting with the check-ins and playtime. So at check-ins, you will be there to welcome families and receive kids as they arrive. There will be a clipboard in your classroom where the parents will write down their child's name and the alphanumeric number that is on their name tag, and you're going to put that on the sign-in sheet, so you'll have a whole list of people who are in your class for that day. As the parents are checking their kids in, remind the parents that their child's safety is our highest priority. And for their safety of their child, we must see the parent's security label at pickup. And if their child needs them before the service ends, we will text them. Just want to pause here really quick. Checkout is really, really important. And so when they check out, we will require you to check every single guardian receipt, even if, or security label, even if you know the family really, really well. And the reason why we want that is because we want you to, first of all, never lose the habit of doing it. And second, we don't necessarily always know what happened during the week and if there is a problem in their home. And so make sure that the person who is picking them up is in fact the right guardian to be picking them up. And when they're getting checked in, they get to have free time. They get to play. The cool thing about this age group, 4-year-olds through second graders, is they're the kind of people that they go, "Hey, do you want to be my friend?" And then another person goes, "Yeah." And then all of a sudden they're best friends for life. So building connection between them is not the hardest place to build connection in kids' ministry. So the first thing we do with them is just let them play and introduce them to each other and to you, get to know them, ask them questions. And then 15 minutes into the service, they will then get to line up and go to large group, which is our next section in our curriculum. In large group, they will, large group takes place, first of all, in the kids' ministry worship room. So you will lead your kids to the worship room, and they will get to sit down on the floor, and in there will be a large group leader who will teach the story for the day, and a worship leader who will teach them their memory verse, as well as lead them in a song of worship. In general, the structure of large group is you would start with a worship song or a memory verse song, followed by the kids getting to watch that story for the day. Then the large group leader will help them retell the story. And then finally, the story will be read to your kids from the Bible. So they're hearing the story 3 different times in 3 different ways. Finally, the worship leader will then close in the second song, whether that be their memory verse song or a song of worship. And you'll get to line the kids up and go back to the classroom where they will have 4 questions. They're going to do small group and go through their 4 questions. Now, again, if you are in the 4- and 5-year-old class, you're going to actually have 3 questions. But if you are in the kindergarten through second grade classes, you will have 4 questions. So for the starting with the kindergarten through second grade, the 4 questions are: what did you like about today's story? Was there anything you found confusing? What did you learn about people? And what did we learn about God? Now, the importance of these questions is that it kind of levels the playing field for any kid that comes to the church that day. They could be a kid who like has been going to Awana's and has whole books of the Bible memorized, or they could be a kid who is visiting and is literally has never heard the name of Jesus before. These questions are answerable by any kid who comes. 1, what did you like about today's story? Anybody could answer that question. 2, was there anything you found confusing? What better place to talk about what you found confusing or even your doubts than at church? 3, let's think about this. What did we learn about people, especially the ones from the story? And then 4, what did we learn about God? And this is a great time to review what we call the Christ connection, which is: how does this story point to Jesus? Every single story in the scriptures points to Jesus. He is the hero of all of our stories. He's the hero of our own personal story. So let's look at this and see: how does it point to Jesus? After you do your small group time, you will then do what we call, snack with what we call lollipops and lemons in prayer requests. So for snack, you're going to work together to pass out a cup of Goldfish crackers, and checks are available for those who are gluten-free and dairy-free, a cup of water, and a napkin to each child and encourage them to not eat until after we have prayed and thanked God for the food. You can then either ask the kids to pray or you could pray, asking God to bless the food. And then you can enjoy while you guys are having a guided discussion of lollipops and lemons. And what this is basically talking about the highs and lows of your week. What are your lollipops, the highs? And so the kids can share what happened this week that was awesome. And you guys can praise God for all of those awesome things. And then they can also share their lemons, and which are the hard things that happen during the week. When somebody shares a lemon, you will immediately ask if someone would like to pray for their friend. And if nobody raises their hand, because these kids are really little and corporate prayer is really scary, you can model a short little prayer for them, saying like, Lord, we love this kid and this is what happened this week. Please bless them and comfort them in this really hard time. Amen. A really short sentence. So that they're learning, first of all, that it's not scary to pray for your friends, but also how to pray for somebody. It doesn't have to be long-winded. They don't have to have all the big words that grown-ups have. They, too, can care for their friends by praying for them. After lollipops and lemons and prayer requests, the kids will then get to do a craft. So the craft for this particular week is a God is Faithful story wheel, which is basically like a little wheel where it kind of retells the story and helps us remember parts of the story. And so you would start with, hey, today in our lesson, we learned about when the Jews remembered that God was faithful, and God is still always faithful even to this day. He always keeps his promises. So we're going to do a craft that reminds us of how God has always been faithful. And then it'll have all the instructions step by step on how to lead that craft. If you are an assistant, this is a really good thing to look at ahead of time, because you could actually be forward thinking in how to pass out the supplies and prep them and prepare the kids and communicate with them and support the teacher during this time, because sometimes crafts are really simple like this and sometimes they're a little bit more involved, but just as fun. Then finally, after craft, we have free time until checkout. So the kids get to play until their parents arrive. And then as kids are getting checked out and picked up, make sure you check every single security label like we mentioned before. And if they lost their label, come find the coordinator who will help verify the guardian. This is, again, very important. If you know who the family is, you even saw that they were the parent that dropped them off, it doesn't matter, every single time, please check the security label and just say, hey, we do this because we want to make sure that we don't get out of practice and that we're always making sure that we're checking the right child is going home with the right guardian. And then also, at the beginning of class, there were some activity pages that were available. I didn't mention that, but there are always going to be activity pages that go with the lesson. You can pass out those activity pages to all of the kids, whether they already decorated it and colored it and did this activity on it or not, because on that activity page are really cool things for parents to do with their kids throughout the week that help supplement and support what we just learned this particular Sunday. So that is it. Oh, Farley, actually one more thing is you will then clean up your classroom, which is in the training that's immediately following this training. So be sure to listen to that because it's very important. But that concludes the your lesson training for 4-year-olds through second graders. Thank you so much for listening. We're very thankful to have you and excited to serve alongside you. If at any time during your serving season you have questions, comments, concerns, or even ideas, do not hesitate to reach out, because we want to equip you and partner with you as you are partnering with these parents. God bless. Have a good one. Bye.